Page 32. Enjoy the Netherlands. Take an exciting tour full of beautiful sights and European history. When most people think of the Netherlands, images of wooden shoes and windmills come to mind. While this may be a stereotype, it's correct. Spend a few days here and you'll see all that and more. Look for yellow rounds of cheese, blue and white ceramics, and bright flowers everywhere you go. How can you explore this colorful country? Start with the capital. Touch down at Schiphol, one of the busiest airports in the world. There you can hop on the train to Amsterdam Central Station. Going Dutch. From the station, rent a bicycle to explore the streets the Dutch way. Even if you don't pedal your way around town, take some time to watch the locals. You'll be amazed at how many items they can carry on two wheels. If you'd rather be on the water, you can take a cruise. Spend an hour or two gliding through the canals of this city, past historical buildings. Watch for the skinniest house in Amsterdam. Local culture. If you love art, visit the newly renovated Rijksmuseum with its collection of famous Dutch paintings. Look for Rembrandt's impressive Night Watch, which fills a whole wall, and check out the Vincent van Gogh Gallery to view some of the world's best love paintings. For some history, wander through the Oude Kerk, a church that dates from 1306. Then around the corner, visit the home of Anne Frank. This young Jewish girl penned a diary during World War II. Her family's hiding place is now a museum. Get out of the city. What about the wooden shoes and windmills? If you want to really see the Netherlands, take a bus. About 25 kilometers north of Amsterdam is the town of Marken. Even today, some of the residents can be seen sporting the Dutch costume. Look for ladies in long black skirts, striped aprons, lace caps, and yes, even wooden shoes. In fact, you can learn how the old-fashioned footwear is carved and buy a pair for yourself. Lowland. Marken used to be an island, but is now a peninsula. For 2,000 years, the Dutch have been taking back land from the sea. Using a system of dikes and pumps, they have actually made the country bigger. In Marken, stand on top of a dike to see how much lower the land is than the sea. Time for lunch. Being surrounded by the sea means that fish is on the menu. Try the most famous local delicacy if you dare. Pickled herring. The Dutch way to eat these small fish, tip your head back, dip the entire fish into your mouth, and eat it directly off the bone. Don't forget those wheels of cheese. You can see how they are made in Marken and perhaps buy a sample to take home. Treat yourself to some rich Dutch chocolate or a mouth-watering stroop waffle, a caramel wafer cookie, for dessert. Then continue on over bridges and through tiny alleys in this traditional town. Word bank. Image. As Nina imagined visiting Paris, her mind was filled with images of the Eiffel Tower. Ceramics. That town is famous for its colorful ceramics. Explore. When Oliver moved to Nanjing, he spent several days exploring his new home. Pedal. Penny enjoys pedaling her bike along the river. Glide. The dancers glided beautifully around the room. Collection. Rob has a collection of coins from around the world. Gallery. The museum has a gallery full of ancient Egyptian treasures. Sport. We went to the game sporting t-shirts with our team's name. Carve. In her art class, Sylvia carved a dog out of wood. System. Recently, the city has improved its subway system a lot. Delicacy. In many countries, frog legs are considered a delicacy. Dip. Tony dipped the dumpling in soy sauce and then ate it. Wafer. Victoria brought some delicious wafer candies to the party. More information. Windmill. Stereotype. Cruise. Renovate. Resident. Striped. Peninsula. Dyke. Talk about it. What part of Dutch culture sounds most interesting to you? Why? Do people in your country still wear traditional clothing? If so, what does it look like? Do you like to try local food when you travel? Why or why not?